Dr. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, fellas. How about you guys?
We are doing excellently here on a Tuesday, and we saw in today's paper, obviously, that you gave us the heads up last month. It's Chromebooks for all.
Yes, that was very exciting. We had a great board meeting last night. One of the highlights there was the purchase of additional 400 Chromebooks. We had 100 already from that we were going to put with them for grades 2 through 5, but that puts our the best of the iPads we had left over from the previous 4 years in our with our older kids are going to be with our kindergarten and first graders. So that's exciting. And now second grade through fifth grade, what we purchased last night is going to be what we call a 2-to-1. So what that means by that is making maximum use out of them and keeping costs down at the same time. So in other words, if one of you and I are teaching fourth grade and one of you are teaching Indiana history in the morning and I'm doing science in the afternoon and we want to use that technology for each of that, then we work together. And between our two classes, we have that set of Chromebooks to use. So we're making maximum use out of that. And again, that's great set 2 through 5. And that also gets kids ready for any standardized assessment that we take during the school year. And then, of course, already in place, grade 6 through 12 is our 1-to-1 with our Chromebooks. And our kids are liking those. They're the combination touch screen or keyboard, either one. And so, like I said, we're getting pretty good reviews back from the kids. Our tech department says that the repair rate, even though of course they're still new and all, but we're still having very very few repairs, so they're holding up underneath the kids. So it's been a pretty good situation all the way around.
And one of the things you pointed out in your meeting last night was that these youngsters are going to be having to take standardized testing on computers, and so they kind of need to get used to how to do that.
Exactly. Get them comfortable to play that part of it is not an issue. We want to eliminate any anxiety as far as the technology part of it. We want them completely focused on all the good stuff that we've got them prepared for otherwise.
Who's more anxious, the kids or the parents? I don't think the kids are anxiety about it at all. They're used to pushing all those buttons, aren't they?
Yeah, that's so true. We worry a lot more than the kids do. That's for sure, no doubt about it. But leaving no stone unturned, so to speak. So getting them all up to speed and getting them ready.
Yeah, they'll be teaching you guys pretty soon how to run all those things. But it's so funny when you give it to them, they just don't even bat an eye. They just pick it up and go like it's a duck in water.
It's exactly. That's their world. That's the world that they've come up in. And I think maybe we're already doing that. So many times I know I personally, if I've got a question and my daughters are there, I'll just say, hey.
How do you do this?
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to do it. They do it all day and every day, and they've got it all figured out, and it makes it work. Dr. Mike Wilcox, our guest this morning, he's in charge of RBB. They had a big board meeting last night. Keith, what else are we going to talk about?
Dr. Mike, you've got a kindergarten month, a whole month?
Yeah, with a lot of stuff going on in April with kindergarten. As Mrs. Whitaker put it, April is kindergarten month, and we said that jokingly, but what we have going on, first of all, on April 6th, we have kindergarten music night, and that is from 7 to 8, something 7, and lasts about an hour. And what we want to do is invite any parents or grandparents or family members that has a kindergartner coming in next year. Hey, come on in and see, start getting, familiar with our building, with the meet some teachers, meet the administrators, and familiar. And the more times that little guys are there, the more times that the more comfortable that they're going to be. And then kindergarten registration, of course, is a big day for us. That's
right.
Saturday, April 8th, and that is from 9 in the morning till noon. And that is both at the primary school and out at Steinsville, both our two buildings that have a kindergarten in them. So again, that is April the 8th, and that starts at 9 o'clock and we go till noon. and that is on the Saturday. And we ask and remind parents and family members to bring copies of immunization record, birth certificate, and also proof of residency. Now, the proof of residency is only so if you are out of district, we just fill out the simple two-page transfer form and get to all of our T's crossed and I's dotted, so to speak. So, if again, immunization record, birth certificate, and proof of residency. So three big days there, and the third being kindergarten open house, and that is the 25th of April, and that's on a Tuesday, and that is 6:30 to 7:30.
What's the address for your computer system so people can find out more information about what's going on the RBB?
RBB K 12. Let's see, RBB Schools, www.rbbschools.net.
Okay. That's the easiest way to do it. It takes you to the main page of all of that.
Now, before we let you go, you've got a big fundraising event coming up in honor of Parker Gilman, 5K. Talk about that.
Yes, Parker was one of our students that we lost tragically a couple years ago, and in his honor, we have the Parker Gilman Scholarship. And to raise money for that scholarship, we have the 5K walk run, and that is on April the 19th. So we would encourage everyone to take part in that. What a great event. The kids often have the Parker t-shirts. They look like the Superman, only with an S. They have a P and on that, and they've kids have done a wonderful job in supporting this. And like I said, we tragically lost Parker a couple years ago, and this is a great, great thing in his honor, and a great thing to help students with this scholarship.
And spring sports are going well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're off and running. We had some of our boys and girls track athlete have qualified for the indoor state meet. That was on the just here on the 25th. And then guys softball opening night is tonight at home against Bloomington North. And then track opens up Thursday home against Bloomington North as well. So big week here.
I'll give you good – you got good softball weather, track on Thursday weather. Let's hope it's the old Indiana saying where if you don't like it, stick around for 5 minutes and it'll change.
There you go.
We hope to get it out of the way. Hey, we appreciate your time. We know how busy you are. Great to hear everything's going well. Get those Chromebooks out there. Get those kids fired up with those, and we'll get caught up with you at the end of April.
All right. Thanks, as always, guys, for all that you do for us. We greatly appreciate it.
Dr. Mike Wilcox, he's the superintendent at RBB, and he pops in with us the last Tuesday of each month to give us a heads up on what's happening out there. Yeah, let's hope the weather gets – the tough part of the spring season is you have to keep one
eye. It's mostly outdoors, too.
Well, it's all outdoors, and that's usually what makes it fun, but you've got to keep an eye on the sky. We appreciate Dr. Mike's time.